Okay, 839. I see. You got the 6 dB gain, 5/8 wave. Okay, some problems with a high gain antenna, it's when you, how can I explain this? When you get into the umbrella of the repeater, like it's directly overhead of you, these type of antennas reach out great distance. I mean, you know, because the radiation from the antenna in the vehicle radiates outward instead of upward. There's like these little 5/8, no, 5/8, they're little like quarter wave antennas, and they do really great for in mountain communities where the repeater is directly overhead. I have the same problem in my truck. Does great, you know, long distance. Oh, man, it reaches way out. Problem is you get into a valley and the repeater antennas are above you, like, you know, it can cause some difficulty.
Okay. I'm wondering if there isn't some sort of an interference problem with it as well. It's going down the road, it's breaking, breaking the squelch, but with when there's nobody around, nobody talking, and staticky, occasionally, intermittently. So I'm wondering if it couldn't also be something with my vehicle.
Okay, well, the other thing is, if you have the receive tone to carrier squelch, yeah, you can get static, because there's our FRS people that use the same frequency, you know, in hotels and stuff. So if you program the radio, all our repeaters have a PL tone out. So if you put on the receive part, the 141.3 CPCSS tone, you will only hear the repeater then.
Well, I just drove down from the Portland area a couple days ago, and I have it set to scan through all of the GMRS frequencies, and I have the squelch as tight as I can get it, and it would still be constantly grabbing random channels, and but with no audible, you know, voice communication trying to get through it, to the point where I finally had to just shut it off and put my little handheld up on the dash, and it would work fine.
Okay, that will happen, because your radio is reaching out at every little squeak of signal. So somebody's on the, you know, these hotels, and, well, even escort, you know, the flaggers, they run GMRS. So you're reaching out, and you're grabbing everything. That's the problem running carrier squelch. You can loosen up your squelch instead of... let's say zero is an open squelch, and then you have it at one. Raise it up to four or five. I mean, if you're looking for close proximity, you want to have the squelch. When you're listening to carrier squelch, you want to have it like, you know, four or five, because that any kind of little signal anywhere, because your antenna is reaching out quite far. So you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. The antenna and the radio are doing what they're supposed to be doing. But when you're running carrier squelch, you're listening to any little squeak of radio frequency. And like I said, you know, these little FRS radios on the same GMRS repeater channels, you're going to get pops. And like I said, all of our repeaters, you know, you don't have to listen to that by just putting a CTCSS tone on the receive part.
Well, I'm going to be heading down the road again with it in a couple of days, so well, I'll have plenty of time to play with it. Yeah, I'll try changing the squelch settings. I thought I had it. I'm pretty sure I had it set up tight to try to avoid stuff from coming in, but maybe that wasn't the right thing to do. I don't know, but another thing, and I don't know if this is related or not, but my handheld, I dropped it on the floor at one point, and it opened up and picked up some static. And then I'm playing with it a little bit. I noticed that if it was down, near the driveline tunnel, it would be picking up something. And if I picked it up and put it back up higher on the dash, then it was fine. And I don't know if that's related at all or if that's a separate issue. But I'm just starting to play with this stuff and trying to figure it out. I'm an old CB-er years ago, but all this stuff is kind of new to me. WSDB-839.
Okay, well, in all these new cars, there's something like 3 miles of wiring that run underneath your floorboard, and there's data communication. You know, all these cars, past 15 years, there's a lot of data communication between the taillight and your dash. I mean, you know, there's sensors that tell you when the taillight's out. So there's all kinds. So, yes, you will get radio noise from your vehicle getting close to these wires. Like I said, you got a running carrier squelch, what you think is tight. Like I said, zero, the squelch is open, and one, that's a tight squelch. So if you go to three or four, now there's radios out there, which we found out, that nine breaks squelch, and then eight, it doesn't break squelch. So it's the opposite. So keep that in mind. Like I said, play with it. Get it to zero. If the squelch breaks, then that's what, you know, then you want to go up to like two or three. And if the squelch squelch at nine, then you want to drop it down to like seven or six.
Yeah, that makes sense to make sure I'm going the right direction with it. Like I said, I'm going to be on the road putting a lot of miles down, so I'll have plenty of time to play with it some more. But I'm glad I have my little handheld as a backup to play with.
Yeah, a lot of these radios, they're a single conversion, whereas a higher-end radio like a Kenwood or a Motorola, they use, you know, super heterodyne, which is better filtering out crap, like in a vehicle. So the less expensive radios, I got a bunch of Bofongs here, except for my DMR radio from Bofong. It's very tight. But the others, oh my God, if I opened up the squelch, it would just, all kinds of crap comes in. I mean, especially in my office here, I got enough computers and PI units running and amateur radio repeater running and GMRS, blah, 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 blah. So yeah, it can be a little tricky playing with, making sure you get it set. And having like three or four or seven or eight, seven or six, you're still going to hear a good, that means the squelch will break with a good signal, a good quality signal, so you'll be able to understand it.
Okay, like I say, I'll keep playing with it. I was just expecting, I mean, it's a pickup truck with a truck camper, and I ran, it's got a long coax, it's a 25 foot from the radio to the back bumper of the pickup, and then another 20 feet to get it up and then on top of the camper, and I even have it on a mounted on a aluminum kind of a cross member looking thing that I have running between my luggage rack bars. So I'm thinking that should give it a bit of a ground plane. And I've heard it's a good antenna, and the radio is it's a 20 watt any tone, and with good reviews, everybody seems to be pretty happy with it. So I had high hopes that it would work a lot better than trying to use the handheld, but much to my surprise.
Yeah, like I said, just the squelch. My Forrest in 779 down at Klamath, he had the exact opposite. He couldn't hear nothing in his mobile, and yet he had his handheld inside the car and he could hear the repeater. Then we discovered that the radio, what he thought was a very tight squelch, like one, in his radio, one was, it's almost fully open squelch, so it took a lot of signal. So he changed it to seven, and now he can hear everything. FM radio and vehicles, that's why they have carriers, you know, they have PL tones, you know, to knock that out. But when you're traveling, you know, you want to listen to several. If you move the squelch, you're going to be much happier. It's going to be a whole lot quieter, and it'll only open when somebody's actually there talking.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm in it right now. I think maybe I'll just go out there and set it up for this repeater and play with it for a little bit, and maybe call you for a radio check.
Oh yeah, I'm here. Like I said, go to the channel, adjust the squelch until, you know, the squelch breaks, and then go up 2 clicks from that. You know, so if it's 0, then go up to 2 or 3. Like I said, our repeaters all output a PL tone, so you can turn that on and you won't hear anything but our repeaters, even with, you know, even interference won't come through. So, yeah, okay, I'm here.
All right, what's your last 3?
950, call sign WRPX 950. My name is Dale, Delta Alpha Lima Echo.
Okay, Dale. I'm Mike. I will. I'm gonna go play with that thing and see if I can get it set up, and I'll try giving you a call.
Okay, Roger, Roger. WRTX 950 in Sutherland.
And WSDB 839.
950 from 889.
Do you think to verify, I know some of the mounts you might have, especially if they're thicker aluminum, might not make good contact in the center on the antenna. Just something to maybe verify. Not positive of your mount, but I assume it's probably NMO.
It's in this piece of aluminum is about 4 inches wide and about 2 feet long. And I just have it dead center mounted in the middle of that with a I forgot what it's called. twist on, like a half twist on, or no, it's a I'd have to look at it. It's not the normal old CB screw mount that we used to use, but it's the wider base mount.
Yeah, I understand a little bit. Just the thought that if your aluminum plate or whatever is a little too thick, because a lot of the car or a lot of the mounts expect those car roofs to be awfully thin, and they used to have a special mount for thicker metal mounting, can sometimes affect it, but I'm not positive of your mount. Anyway, WSCV374.
Right. It had some adjustment for the thickness that I was able to mess with, and maybe I got that wrong. I could double check that, so that's probably a good idea. But I'm gonna fire it up here and see if I can get it working. WSDB 839.